Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Right now, we've got cloudy skies, 44 at the American Standard Heating Weather Center at 93 WIBC.
This situation absolutely requires a really futile and stupid gesture be done on somebody's part.
We're just the guys to do it.
Hammer and Nigel.
Point of personal privilege here. Let me say happy birthday to my beautiful 9-year-old daughter, Harper. Turned nine yesterday. Man.
Happy birthday, dear Velvet.
Man, such an awesome day yesterday. We went to Carmel, Midtown Plaza there where the Sun King Brewery is. And so her and my wife and her grandma went to something called Cake Bake in Carmel. I have no idea what Cake Bake is.
Okay. And Allison's so over here nodding her head. You know what Cake Bake is?
Do you know what Cake Bake is?
I don't know. So it's very pink and frilly and girly inside, and it's like a little tea party almost when you go in. But the cake is amazing.
Okay. So, yeah. So the ladies did that, and then me and the father-in-law bellied up at Sun King and watched basketball. And then they met us there afterwards.
So you had some good family time. The family ran off, and you sat there and got drunk. That's family time to Big Nige.
Oh, God. That was a really...
As long as you're in the same city, that counts as family time.
Look, we snagged a table outside, and they came and met us later for lunch and had some good food. So what an incredible day yesterday, and just what a complete letdown today was.
And I'm looking at the extended forecast here, and, man, I wish I had better news for you. Now, Friday, it's supposed to be like 64 or 65, but there's a chance of severe weather on Friday.
Wonderful.
Like maybe some thunderstorms, tornado watches, things like that. So perhaps we'll get Marcus Bailey on later in the week. But Saturday, back down to 49 as a high again, man. That's supposed to be opening day for my son's high school baseball season. We're going down to Scottsburg because Beech Grove plays a doubleheader.
Bring your winter coat.
Oh, man, just stinks. All right, I'm going to read you a headline from the New York Post. You tell me if anything sticks out to you, okay?
Good.
Trans woman claims that airport TSA punched her in her testicles.
Oh, no. Well, the line that stands out to me is, punched her in the testicles.
Yes.
That's kind of what it stands out to be.
Correct.
Hey, look, man, you're trans, you're straight, you're gay, you're bi, I don't care what you do. Just know that if you're a trans, quote unquote, trans woman and you're going through TSA and you got the beanbag hanging out down there, they're very aggressive when they do those pat downs.
They're coming for it.
I know trans and not trans. I've witnessed it. I've been the victim of it. I've been the victim of it. So this trans woman.
You got the old rubber glove treatment, right?
Well, they didn't stop till they got the back of your teeth. this trans woman's claiming that you got her testes punched, but then she started crying.
We called that a nut tap back in the day.
Yeah, a tap. A tap. You got tapped. I mean, I had the same thing happen. I mean, like, I got the heavy pat down at the airport to the point where
they hit you with a bat.
They casino. Like, it was my daughter that was actually crying watching me get felt up.
Aww.
Well, they had put the little thing to test for explosives on her hands for some reason. It came back positive. I have no idea why. Said, we're going to need to pat down your daughter. I go, no, you're not patting her down. And they were like, okay, we need to pat somebody down here. I go, okay, I'll take one for the team. And they asked
me if put your underwear back on.
Just started disrobing. They asked me if I wanted to go into a private room.
Are they going to buy you a drink first?
Yeah, right. So I was like, no, I'm just standing there. But I mean, they had to get the guy, TSA agent over there. And I mean, they were touching everywhere. I mean, they were sliding right past Big Jim and the Twins.
Right. They go after
with the back of his hand. They kind of, I mean, it's like my wife was just staring at me, like kind of laughing with her mouth agape, just like, I cannot believe they're doing this to you.
Should have told her, take notes. We got to keep this marriage fresh, honey. I need you to take some notes.
Yeah. All the while, my daughter was crying. It was traumatizing. Oh, but yeah, look, I mean, that's those TSA agents, man, get a little aggressive, trans or no trans. Got to be careful.
And if you're new to having a beanbag, just know this is how it is, right? Like, these things get hurt all the time.
You're saying if it's a woman that transitioned into a man and even and had an appendage added to you, get ready.
Get ready, yeah. Pal. They're going for the beanbag. Like, I feel like they have a bounty out at the airport, like, boy, the TSA staff.
Yeah.
Oh, you see that fat hillbilly over there? Yeah, that guy said he's from Liston. I'll give you $5 if you just see if you can make him cry. Squeeze one of them. Try to milk something. Let's see what happens.
My favorite part, though, is, like, they asked me if I wanted to go to a private room. I'm like, okay, I've never been through this before. What exactly is going to happen here? Am I going to have to bend over and... Moon River! Dr. Jellyfinger, use the whole fist there, Doc.
What if going to the private room would have been the best thing that ever happened to you? You get in there, they shut the door, they got a fully stocked bar. Man, we just needed a break. We got to make it look like we're doing something out there. Either, you looked like a cool enough dude.
Either that or the theme music to Blue Oyster plays.
The lewd nude dude in the news theme song.
Yeah, for Police Academy.